USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
1 year ago today marked the beginning of President Biden's decline with the American people, the fall of Kabul to the Taliban, and leaving enough weapons and equipment instantly made the Taliban one of the strongest militaries in the world, not to mention what it did to the women of Afghanistan after a taste of freedom. Another U.S. congressional delegation met with Taiwan's president in Taipei Monday, less than 2 weeks after Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit infuriated China's government. Senator Ed Markey, the Democrat from Massachusetts, is leading a five-member delegation. Hadi Mutar, the 24-year-old man accused of stabbing writer Salman Rushdie, had no prior criminal history, and authorities said they have yet to determine a motive for the attack against the man who was targeted by Iran's leadership more than 30 years ago. Rushdie continues to improve after the attack. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is not playing games with soft-on-crime DAs. Mr. DeSantis took a stand removing a DA not wanting Florida to become a crime-riddled state like California and New York.
State Attorney Andrew Warren was waiting for a grand jury to issue indictments in 2 rape and murder cases he had been working on for 3 years when he glanced down at his phone and saw an email from an attorney for Governor Ron DeSantis. He said he was suspended from his job. Not long after, there was a knock at the door. An armed major from the county sheriff's office and a man in a suit from the governor's office carrying a copy of DeSantis' executive order suspending him were looking for him. He said, essentially, the governor has suspended you and you need to leave now. So within maybe 7 minutes from getting the email, I was outside on the street, Warren said. The major offered me a ride home because they took my car. From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Today marks the 1 year anniversary of the deadly withdrawal by the Biden administration that allowed the Taliban to take back control of Afghanistan, essentially removing all rights for women in that country and leaving Americans behind. Chad Robichaud, one of the sets of the boots on the ground on Fox News, describes the chaos under the debacle.
Well, certainly they were aware of what was going to happen because they were watching the influx of Taliban come in from Pakistan and from the mountains in tens of thousands. And you can watch each province fall as it went. I think they're aware. I think the president's advisors had advised them not to do this. He chose to do it anyway for whatever motivation is still unknown a year from this happening.
An unknown number of Americans and welcomed interpreters continue to hide in Afghanistan. An old World War I American warship has been discovered in its watery grave.
A U.S. Navy destroyer sunk by enemy fire during World War I may have finally been found off the coast of England. The U.S. Naval History and Heritage Command saying a group of divers from the U.K. found what is believed to be the wreckage of the USS Jacob Jones. The ship sank in December of 1917 after being hit by a torpedo from a German submarine. The divers say they didn't remove anything from the wreckage site after finding it and will now work with the U.S. Embassy on the next steps. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.